Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 12th day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Mesech de Yevomis, Perek, Shisha Osar, Mishnah Beis. Shtei Yevomis, two sisters-in-law, i.e. wives of two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's married to Leah, for example, Shimon married to Rachel. And they come from overseas. Zoya Maris, Leah says, Meis Bali, my husband Reuven died. Vazoya Maris, and Rachel says, Meis Bali, my husband Shimon died. Each one says that the husband died childless, without any children, which of course means that they need Yibum or Chalitza. Zoya Asura Mipnei Bala Shelzu. Leah is Asur, she can't get married to anybody else because we don't know if Shimon, her brother-in-law, is alive. Ah, but wait a second. Didn't Rachel say her husband died? Yes, but we can't trust Rachel because sisters-in-law are not allowed to testify for each other. V'zoya suru mipnei bala shelzu. And neither is Rachel allowed to get married. Why? But her brother-in-law's died. Didn't Leah say her husband died? Yes, but we can't listen. Rachel can't rely on the testimony of her sister-in-law, Leah. And this is because there are certain women that are not trusted to testify for each other. So in each case, we say that they can't get married, neither of these two sisters-in-law getting married, in case the Yovam is alive overseas. We don't know. We're only relying on the evidence of the other sister-in-law, and that can't be relied upon. They are both an asophic zekukah liyibum. Perhaps they need yibum, and therefore they can't get married. Lozoi Edim, Velozoi Andim. Now, what happens if one of the sisters-in-law has witnesses? Let's say Leah has witnesses that her husband has died. Velozoi Ein Edim, but Rachel has no witnesses that her husband has died. It's only she says, my husband died. Es Sheyesh La Edim, so the woman that has Edim, that is Leah, she's got witnesses that her husband has died, Asura. She cannot get married. Why can she not get married? Because there's no witnesses for her brother-in-law, for the Yavam, being alive, or being died. There's no Edim. Ah, but Rachel says her husband died, Shimon. Yeah, but we can't rely on Rachel. Or she, Leah, can't rely on Rachel. But as Shein la Edim, but the sister-in-law who has no witnesses, meaning Rachel, the wife of Shimon, Mutaras, she can get married to whoever she likes now. Why? She doesn't have to worry about the husband of Leah being alive, because there's witnesses to say that Reuven died. Since Rachel does not have to rely on her sister-in-law Leah, she's relying on independent witnesses to say that the would-be Yovam, that is Reuven, is dead. Now she can get married. She's not zekuka liyovam because the Yovam has died. Lazoi bonim v'lazoi ein bonim. Now so far we've talked about cases where both sisters-in-law, their husbands, they have no children at all. But what happens if one has child and one doesn't? Let's say Reuven's wife, that's Leah, she has children. Rachel, Shimon's wife, does not have children. So therefore, Leah is not zekuka liyovam at all. Rachel is the problem. She is zekuka liyovam because she has no children. Her husband has no children. Says the Mishnah, as sheyesh la bonim, the wife of Reuven, that means Leah Muteris. She's allowed to get married. There's no zika whatsoever. There's no obligation of her to worry about any brother-in-law. It doesn't matter if Shimon is alive or not alive. Her husband had children. What's the problem? The she'ein la bonim, but the wife of Shimon, that's Rachel, the one who has no children from her husband, and her husband has no descendants. Asura, she cannot get married to anybody else because maybe Reuven is alive. And if Reuven is alive, she's kukali of him. She's connected to him. She needs Yibum from him. Aye, but she's got Leah saying he died. Yeah, but we can't rely on Leah's testimony. No sister-in-law can rely on the other sister-in-law to testify that her husband has died. Now, what happens if two Yevomis come from overseas, two sisters-in-law? Each one says, my husband died. They have no Edim, no children. There's no Edim to say that the husbands have died. But they went ahead and had Yibum to other brothers that are here. that did not go overseas, their husband, their respective husbands, there were some other brothers here. Says the Mishnah, Nisyabmu, what happens if these two sisters-in-law had Yibum? Each one of them that said, my husband has died, the other one said, my husband has died, without children. Now, each woman is believed as far as their own husband is concerned. So Leah's believed to say that Reuven died, and Rachel's believed to say that Shimon died. They're not believed to say they each one for each other, that's true. But they happen to be live brothers around. So what does Leah do? Leah goes and she gets married to Levi. Levi is here, which is correct. Yibum, she's allowed to do that. In fact, she's obligated. We trust her that her husband died without children. She gets married to Levi. Meantime, Rachel gets married to Zvulun. Rachel, again, is trusted for her own husband to say she died. Rachel is believed to say Shimon died. So she gets married to Zvulun. They do Yibum. And then, Umesa Hayavamin. Then Levi and Zvulun both die without children. What about their respective wives, Leah and Rachel? Can they get married? Says the Tanakhama, Asuris Lehinose. They cannot get married. Both Leah and Rachel cannot get married. And why is that? Because we are still not sure if their original husbands are alive. Why? Maybe Reuven is alive. Maybe Shimon is alive. Now, we trust Leah as far as her husband is concerned, but we don't trust Leah to testify for Rachel. So therefore, Rachel has to be concerned, oh, maybe Reuven's alive. And that's even though they were both married to Yevamim here in the home country, under the assumption husbands died. Doesn't matter. They were not married to their, they didn't do Yibum here in this home country on their own, on the other sister-in-law's testimony. They did it on their own testimony, which you can do. We trust them. But now if we want Leah and Rachel, if Leah and Rachel want to get married, and we don't know, there's a little bit of a question mark on their original husbands, Reuven and Shimon overseas, now to get them to get married, you will have to rely, Rachel has to rely on Leah's testimony that Reuven died, and Leah has to rely on Rachel's testimony that Shimon died. That you cannot do. Despite the fact that we allow them to get married here in the home country. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lozer, Omer, Rabbi Lozer says no. He says you can't be so strict. Since you allowed Leah and Rachel, you allowed them to get married here in the home country to the brothers, to the surviving brothers here, to in the case that we just mentioned, Levi and Zvulun. You allowed them to get married and Zvulun. You trusted that their husbands have died. So now that they died, Hutrul Chalodim, they're mutter to everybody. We don't have to worry anymore about Reuven and Shimon being alive. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Lassa. The halacha is like the Tanakhama, and therefore they will be forbidden to marry because of that problem that the Yovam may be alive in each case. Reuven, Leah has to worry about Shimon being alive. Rachel has to worry about Reuven being alive. And if there's a potential Yovam being alive, then Chas v'Shalom, it's a Yovam Lashuk. Mishnah Gimel. Ein me'idin, we cannot testify about a person who has died to allow his wife to get married, ella al partzuf haponim imachotim, unless we saw the face with the nose. Without the nose, for example, you cannot tell properly, testify, and evidence that it was him, that it was that person, that he was the husband of that man, of that woman. Because proper recognition requires the face with the nose. Some say when the Mishnah says partzuf aponim, it doesn't mean the whole face, it means the mouth, the jaw, etc. But the eyes and mouth are not critical. That's how some learn. The Brice and the Gemara adds that one has to be able to see, or has to be able to have viewed also the forehead. So you need three things: the forehead, the jaws and cheeks, and the cheeks and the nose. Afal pisha yesh simonin begufoy. And that's despite the fact that there are simonim, that there are signs, but not exact signs, not unique signs, about the body size. For example, he was thin, or he was very small, or very tall, or had a certain color. You can't testify for that. Uvechelav, or the kelav, meaning the clothes. Even if they're simonim of hokim, even if they're proper simonim, right, doesn't matter. Clothes are not a simon, because maybe he borrowed someone's clothes. Ein me'idin, we cannot testify for a person that a person has died, ella ad she'tetzeh nafsheh, only once he's died. Cannot testify that a person has died when they're in the throes of death. Even if they saw the body that was cut up or vatzolov or hanging on a tree, or the v'achayo chelis boy, or an animal was already attacking, eating from the flesh. No, until they see the person die, they cannot testify he's died. Ein me'idin elad shlosha yamim. You can only testify about a person's death within 3 days of dying. After 3 days, you cannot testify because the color, all the features of the person's body change so much, cannot be recognized properly after 3 days. It's not an authentic testimony. Rabbi Hud ben Bova Omer, Loi kol ha'odam, v'loi kol ha'mekomos, v'loi kol ha'shoyes shavin. Not all people are the same, not all places are the same, localities, and not all times are the same. For example, you can have a person who may be very heavy, and it takes a longer time for his body to change. You may have a person where a very hot weather, hot climate, and it might be even quicker than 3 days to be beyond recognition, the body deteriorates. Or sometimes you might have it that depends on the climate, the summer or the winter. So everything depends. You cannot give a blanket statement 3 days. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that we do use an arbitrary time of 3 days. That's it. If 3 days have passed since death, we cannot testify that the person has died.